showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us in money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Well, good evening. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5 The Drive with Lance. That's me. I'm in the middle. D. Brown is not. No. I literally just said his name. Derek Piper, not D. Brown.
He pointed at me and called me D. Brown. I like it.
Have you ever been more honored?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I was playing some pickup hoop one time and someone called me Tom Brady.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was because of not the most athletic white dude, but still getting it done. I don't got the hair that Tom Brady has.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, Tom Brady. That's pretty impressive.
I don't think he meant it as like a super compliment.
Oh, I see.
I took it as one. I was like, oh, yeah.
Thought he meant you look like him. Isaac Ambrose here as well. What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Good. All right, so plenty to talk about. It was great speaking of D. Brown, if you didn't hear hour one, he joined us right off the top of the show. So you'll have to get that on our podcast when everything ends, and that's at stevieJay.com. That's stevieJay.com, so you can hear what D. Brown had to say now at Roosevelt University, the head coach, head basketball coach.
Awesome perspective
on
the summer battles between him and Darren as freshmen going into their first season in Illinois and relating it to, not saying that Sky Clark and Jaden Epps are going to be those type of guys, but in a comparable situation as highly touted freshmen coming in and expected to play big minutes.
Better start, D and Darren or Sky Clark taking a picture with Spider-Man? He's off to a better start, right?
On social media, yes.
On social media, yeah, that's true. Okay, today, like we've been waiting. We even thought, I did at least, that Kevin Warren at the Big Ten Media Days would have details about a new TV deal for the Big Ten in football, and not just football, but for the Big Ten in general. And we didn't say anything there. There was nothing said. So we've been kind of waiting for this to happen because the Big Ten and ESPN have been partners in football games since 1982. That is a long time ago. That was the year the Cardinals won the World Series, my man, back in the day, right? So 1982. Now, I didn't know this. ABC started carrying Big Ten games in 1966. I did not realize that. Well, today, ESPN, or yesterday or today, pulled out of Big Ten media rights negotiations, and they basically said no to the conference's final offer. It was like a seven-year deal. Believed that the ESPN would have had to pay upwards of $380 million per year to keep the package, which was much higher than they were willing to go. And as mentioned, they've carried games since 1982. I was looking at something that and it said something about ESPN and what they would have to do, but I didn't really understand it. But essentially, this clears the way now for CBS and NBC, which is interesting, which we can get to in a minute because we all know who's on NBC all the time. But it clears the way for CBS.
The Olympics.
CBS and NBC to join Fox Sports as Big Ten broadcasters starting with the 23-24 school year. So this would be next year on everything, not this season. But again, it is just amazing that, you know, what has been happening or what has gone on, as a partnership between ESPN and the Big Ten for so long. It does say that sources confirmed by the New York Post report that CBS will pay, and NBC, by the way, will both pay around $350 million a year for the package. That doesn't include Fox Sports. So you're talking, what, $700 million right there, and you haven't even included Fox Sports yet. So now, of course, CBS always, and the one thing that we always remember, right, is every week there's always that Florida-Tennessee or Auburn-LSU game or Alabama and LSU at like smack dab in the middle. It's like right when the Illinois game's done, I'm outside again tailgating, and here comes the big game of the day on CBS because it's an SEC game. Well, now that's essentially going to be a Big Ten game now on CBS, starting not this year, but starting next year. What do you think of all this, and what do you think with the NBC being involved? Does that, when you look forward, mean that maybe Notre Dame could be at least getting closer to joining the Big Ten Conference?
Be nice to speculate on that.
Mm-hmm.
It does make you go, hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Is now CBS not going to have the SEC rights?
Mm-mm, I don't
ESPN
think so.
Will,
yep,
ESPN will. SEC Network
over.
Is a ESPN
yep.
entity, and now it makes sense for them to pile all that money in the SEC
sure.
as well. So
I wouldn't cry too hard for ESPN.
Oh, I'm not. Not like anybody
the
is.
The SEC, in terms of football especially, you're taking, that's basically the king right there, I would assume.
Right. Now, in basketball,
mm-hmm.
it will be different not having your Tuesday night game being on ESPN or anything like that. But we've already transitioned to seeing a lot more FS1
yep.
games on Fox. Look, I think that there'd be different ways to make a hot take on, well, you know, exposure with ESPN and ESPN's poll and knowing that, you know, they have these, you know, they have these college football playoff breakdown shows and everything. Are they not going to give the respect to the Big Ten? I just don't think it's going to matter. I mean,
I don't either.
Wherever the games are at, the fans are going to flock to those
yep.
channels. I'm just glad we're not seeing media rights deal with Peacock or some other streaming network that you then have to sign up in addition to having, you know, your basic.
Well, can I stop you?
Because I'm sure it's going to be in the mix.
According to this article, which is from Sports Business Journal, it says NBC's Peacock streaming service will carry an undetermined number of games per year exclusively.
I forgot NBC and Peacock.
Yep. Peacock will also simulcast the games that air on NBC. And I know where you're getting at, and it's scarier for me than it is you. At least you understand all this stuff and how to get to it. I have no idea.
Do you want to watch Illinois at the Rack? Sign up for a 7-day free trial of Peacock.
Exactly.
Today.
And I don't know that maybe, look, Big Ten Network is still going to show football games, I would assume.
Yes.
So essentially you're going to have you're going to have Big Ten Network, Fox Sports 1 essentially, and then, Fox Sports in general. Yeah, Fox Sports in general, which includes FS1 and also CBS and NBC. So you're going to have plenty of opportunities to be on one of those channels. But yeah, I don't know if it's more of a, like you said, like a non-conference Illinois men's or women's basketball game, or even a conference women's basketball game, or tennis, or stuff like that. If maybe that's going to be stuff that's on Peacock on the more of the streaming service, but I can't imagine it would be anything like the main football games or any football games for that matter that would only be found on a streaming Peacock. But are we getting to that point? I mean, are we 5 years away from that?
There's already talk of NFL Sunday Ticket going to get bought by maybe Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the other one that's in the mix? I can't remember.
That'd be good for every bar out there if that happens, because I'll be there.
That's true.
I'm not going to sit at home and try to find it on Amazon. I'm just
We'll get you a Roku or a Fire Stick. We'll set you up. It's not that hard. If Trevor can teach you URLs,
right.
We'll get you on Amazon in a
I almost just don't want to for the pride of it. I almost just want to say, if that happens when I'm 55, I almost just want to say, hey, it was a good run. It's a good run. I'm done with the NFL. Let me know.
Then
if
you
got to
watch Bears games on the local stream, like the local pickup, and then you're just gonna be depressed.
Hey, by the way, Roquan Smith.
Oh, great transition. Appreciate that.
Oh boy, wanting out, saying the Bears don't value him enough.
Mm-hmm.
What would he even mean by that? What would you mean by that?
That he's not getting a top of the market type of offer. That they
so it's feels, strictly money.
Yes.
Okay.
He feels they're not negotiating in good faith, at least in terms of making him a legit offer that he's willing to sign. Now the Ryan Poles had some comments. I got to read some of his. He had an opening statement. Took a couple of questions from reporters about this, and he said the Bears, some parts of the deal are record-setting type of. One of the best, I'm assuming he's talking about the best contract that a linebacker has signed.
Got it.
And, but Roquan has been rubbed the wrong way. Is this just part of the negotiation tactics? I mean, we saw what Aaron Rodgers did in trying to get paid $50 million a year and all this talk about Jeopardy and not, you know, breaking away from the Packers and Aaron Donald saying I might retire. Then he gets a huge deal. This is just kind of the new norm of, a negotiation tactic.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's the case, at least, as a Bears fan and wants to see him play in a Bears uniform for a long time. Now, I am not going to just scoff at the fact of, oh, is there not a rift here? I imagine there probably is.
Sure.
And the Bears have to make a decision where they don't have many pillars of this team in terms of guys that you for sure got to keep. Roquan probably is one of those.
I would imagine.
Unless you're just not going to say... You
guys are getting dangerously close to the who do you put on the poster for the Iowa baseball game between the Cubs and Reds?
Yes.
I mean, it was like Patrick Wisdom.
Uh-huh. And you have Justin Fields still.
Did you see the tweet today, either one of you, about somebody, it was Barstool, I think, said, check out this laser by Justin Fields, and it was like 7-on-7.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy, you saw it from the corner. The guy was open, I swear to God, for 3 seconds. Like, you could count it. And then all of a sudden you see the guy, like, jump in the air, and Fields overthrows him by, like, 20 yards.
Not only did I see the tweet, I saw, you know how on Twitter it shows some of the people you follow who right. Like the tweet? It said, Lante has liked this tweet. And I was like, oh, thanks, Lon. Appreciate your entertainment.
I just appreciate dragging other people down to my hellhole that has been my NFL experience for most of my life.
Man.
So.
Well, he could have Brandon I'm Peters sorry. And stared him down for a couple more seconds.
Right.
They might have called sack.
Right. Timeout has been called, even though the receiver was open.
Yeah, not hearing a lot of... Listen yeah. to podcasts and reading Bears reports. Not hearing a lot of positivity on the team, and then yeah. you throw in this Roquan situation. It's a dumpster fire.
You've
it's
got
terrible.
To understand that when I was young and you only got to see 3 games each week, 4 with Monday Night Football, and so you got to see a total of 8 teams. There would be a CBS and I think back then NBC, and then one of them would have the 3 o'clock game, not both, kind of like similar now. And then you'd have the Monday night game. There weren't Sunday night games. There weren't Thursday night games. You didn't have NFL ticket. So back then, you never saw your team because if the Bears played, they played. Obviously, they were shown around here. The Cowboys were always shown. And then whatever teams were good, well, the Cardinals were never good. They never played on Monday Night Football. So I had to wait for the Pro Bowl just to see my team and my helmet. And you know who it was? Vi Sikahema, who was the return guy. Because every team has to have a Pro Bowler, so I would only get excited when the teams would punt or kick off. That is the hellhole that I grew up in as a Cardinals football fan right there. I just described it to you as well as I can. So at least, or it's maybe not
I would
good
rather
way,
have...
Right? Maybe you don't want to watch them.
Well, in the order of wanting to have this position be your favorite player, not saying that he was, but... I had season tickets when the Bears were here in Champaign.
Yes.
Brad Maynard.
Oh.
Like, oh, yeah, Brad Maynard, our guy, Pro Bowler. When you're punter, and Illinois fans can relate to this, Blake Hayes.
Correct.
When you're fanning out on your punter.
You know it's not good.
It's not good.
No, it's not good at all. I don't know. Mark says, hey, Lon, it's called a smart TV. I do have one of those. I think it's more
than you're set.
I think it's more of the idea that I don't want to cave. I know I'm going to have to. I know I will. I can talk big now before I have to, but you know I'm going to cave. Steven asked why exactly I'm a Cardinals fan. Well, I grew up as a Cardinals baseball fan, and so I was naturally a Cardinals football fan when they were in St. Louis. For those that don't know, they didn't move to Arizona until 1988, which was the year I graduated high school. So I grew up going to one Cardinals game a year for my birthday. My dad would take me down to Busch Stadium. He would always ask why I wanted to do this. And then we would be driving home Sunday night after a 44-7 beatdown by the Washington Redskins and Joe Theismann. And for me, though, that's why I stuck with the Cardinals. And then when they moved to Arizona, while I hated Bill Bidwell for moving them to Arizona, I at least respected him for keeping the Cardinals' name. So I said, if they stay as the Cardinals, I'm staying as a fan. I was scared to death that if they changed the name to, like, the Rattlers, which was actually thrown out there, that I wouldn't have an NFL team. Can you imagine not having an NFL team? What sport would you rather not have a – I'm a Sixers fan, but I'm kind of a meh.
The NBA, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the same with you, Isaac?
No, I'm just a diehard football fan. Like, I'll watch the Jets and the Browns every second of it.
But you'd be okay if your NBA team – if you didn't have a favorite NBA team, or would you be more?
I'm more the opposite. Like the past few years, and since Io's been on the Bulls, I've definitely paid a lot more attention to the NBA.
So you really just kind of watch football. You don't necessarily.
Yeah, I'm just okay. I'm a big foot. I keep up with the Bears more so, but I think if you don't have a team for such a long season, like baseball and like basketball and even like hockey,
yeah,
just such a grind to be a fan of those sports.
I'm with you.
So if you don't have a team, it's really hard to just sit and appreciate, you know, 82 games.
No,
a year.
I'm with you. Like hockey, I'm a big Blues fan, right? But I'm a bigger Blues fan in the postseason.
Oh, 100%,
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't sit and watch every Blues regular season game. Now, on occasion, if I happen to have a night where I got nothing going on, then I'll sit down and watch a Blues game. And I try to peek in about every 2 weeks to kind of understand what's going on, who's hurt, who's doing well. And I read every article, like in the St. Louis paper on them. But I don't sit down and watch, like, Game 38 against the New Jersey Devils, for instance, of a Blues. You know, I'm not that avid. But now when the postseason comes around, I literally flip a switch to where I won't miss a second of a game, which is crazy. Now, I think baseball would be the hardest one if I didn't have a team. NFL,
it's
right
such a regional
that.
Sport.
It is. It totally is. I mean, I've said it before. People get tired of hearing me this. Probably say this, but you could take 10 of your best buddies, Isaac, and you could sit them down right now. Now, you're from Michigan early.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'd be a little different, but maybe it wouldn't. You could take those guys, your 10 buddies growing up, and say, who's your favorite NFL team? And two might be Packers, two might be Lions. One might be a Bears fan. One, like, in a weird way, would be like a San Diego Charger fan. You always have that one guy that's like, what? Kind of like Steven's asking about me and the Cardinals. But if you then said to them growing up, who's your favorite baseball team, probably 9 out of 10 would be Tigers.
All Tigers.
I mean, it's and that proves the theory that baseball is such a regional sport.
Yep.
Whereas football, I think, is more – why is that? Why wouldn't we all be Bears fans?
Because it stinks.
Well, people are Cubs fans.
That's true. You can't pick both. You can't have both
oh,
in
can
your
I,
existence.
Do I get one? Yes! That was straight at Trevor. No, but it is funny that... But listen, there's a lot of Bears fans around here. But there's also a lot of Packers fans. I mean, it's basically Bears-Packers in this area. So,
but it is true. You see a lot of fans from all over, like a lot of Cowboys fans.
Yep. My fantasy football draft, there's a Raiders, a Steelers, a Cardinals, a Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this off the top of my head. A Cowboys, a Lions. So that's 6 of our 8.
I think it just comes down to
Even know if any of them are Bears fans.
The NFL just has such a presence, especially on national TV, and there's just so many personalities. And not that baseball doesn't have that, but when you have organizations and farm systems and this and this and that, there's just so much to keep track of.
It is.
I mean, every NFL team plays a primetime game, so you'll have a chance to see every big player at least once a season. And I know, speaking with my dad and other people his age, you, even if you didn't live in Dallas, you were a Cowboy fan.
Yep.
Or if you didn't live in Pittsburgh, you were a Steeler fan.
There's no doubt, because just you saw a lot of
them. Exactly.
Yeah, and especially the Cowboys and Steelers. Plus, they've both been really good.
Yeah.
So there's another reason for that. It's almost awkward to me. I know you guys have seen it. The Dairy Queen commercial with Fernando Tatis Jr. and who is it on the Dodgers? Is it Seager? No, he's no longer on the Dodgers. Anyway, there's two major league players, and to me it's weird. I'm like, wow, they're actually trying to promote the stars of Major League Baseball. And it's kind of a weird commercial to me. I'm like, interesting.
Baseball doesn't do that very well.
They don't.
I know that's.
They just never have.
Pretty out there.
They just never have. It's an interesting thing. All right. So again, Big Ten starting next year will be more on CBS, NBC, Fox, and Big Ten Network. No longer ESPN. And I know, Isaac, you mentioned it, that this could mean an end, maybe, to the Big Ten ACC challenge, which, how much would you hate that, Derek Piper? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, whatever. I think there's been a lot of those games that have been really fun, and some ones that have been, you know, like the Wake Forest-Illinois game back in the day. I mean, that's as good as it got for Illinois fans. But there have been some Duke games. There have been plenty of those Big Ten ACC games where you sat there and you took a lot of pride in making sure you beat that ACC team.
It would stink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even just from the Illinois perspective, because you do the whole event on the whole. And there's just kind of that back and forth between, all right, which league is the best league in college basketball? Of course, here recently, the Big 12 has made a big surge. And that's not to say you can't still find out a different way to create some really appealing marquee matchups in the non-conference, but especially now that Illinois is towards the top of the pecking order of the Big Ten, getting more of those pairings. Now, this year I was hoping for a little bit better than Syracuse at home. But, yeah, to your point, it would be disappointing, but maybe that would open up, all right, now we're going to do
Big 12.
A Big 12 event, or just get more aggressive in similar to the Illinois-Arizona home-and-home. We'll just add another one of those to the calendar. So,
to me, it was a no-brainer to always have the ACC. Is that Big Ten ACC?
Yeah.
Is that still the case? I mean, you still
have
to
make it work with the Big 12.
You could. Pac-12, no.
I would do the SEC.
SEC.
Yeah.
I wondered that. I'm sorry, I accidentally clipped you. Yeah. I think it would be nice to kind of refresh it. Yeah. Like flip it to the SEC, where all of a sudden you're playing Florida. Or one of those, we already play Missouri, so.
Want to play Arkansas?
No.
I would want to go.
No.
It'd be fun to beat Kentucky at Rupp Arena.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Kentucky, Auburn with Bruce Pearl.
Oh.
That would be fun. I'd like to play Tennessee. They've been a, you know, kind of low-key, really good basketball team the last few years. That'd be cool. I don't know how. It would be like a. It would be like that one year where Illinois wore all orange and Wisconsin wore all red. Like, if Tennessee and Illinois met, they'd be throwing the ball to each other because they'd have the same uniform on. But, I mean, and don't forget, you'd have Oklahoma and Texas now in that SEC.
It's true.
I think it would be cool to just kind of open it up for another. I just turned around and saw this kid pitching in the Little League World Series. I thought it was like Steven Matz. These kids are huge.
Oh, he's not pitching, no.
No, okay. These kids are. Did you see the bomb the kid hit today?
I did not.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to find it. He hit it out almost out of the park. It hit it rolled up against a fence that's like, I swear, 30 foot or more, probably more than that, past the actual outfield wall. 12 years old, we think.
Check the birth certificate.
Yeah, I was going to say we think on that. All right, 359-2255. If you want to weigh in, 217-359-2255. We hit Roquan Smith. We hit that news. We talked about Hansberry in the first hour. We talked about Harkless. Is that his name? I don't really care to know his name now. He's no longer with us, so whatever. Some recruit for Illinois football is not coming to Illinois, it sounds like, so whatever. See ya. Although, no, I don't look at it that, because he would have been really good on that defensive line. Also interviewed D. Brown. Talked with him to start the show, so good stuff there. To make sure to listen to on the podcast, if you missed it, at stevieJay.com. That's stevieJay.com. We're back. It is the drug.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
A very special night is coming to the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. Owner Donnie Curtis is inviting nurses for a free dinner at the Long Branch on Monday, August 22nd. 40 nurses are invited for a steak dinner to say thank you for what you do, for caring for so many, and for all you've endured over the past few years. If you are a nurse and you would like a free steak dinner, text in NURSE to 217-359-2255, and we'll be glad to reserve your spot. Thank you, nurses, for all you do from the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Sunday, August 14th is Donate Life Day at the ballpark, presented by Mid-America Transplant. That day, the Cardinals host the Brewers, and fans who purchase a special theme ticket will receive an exclusive Cardinals cap supporting organ and tissue donation. A portion of each ticket will be donated back to support Mid-America Transplant. That's Sunday, August 14th, Donate Life Day at the ballpark. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit cardinals.com/theme.
DBJ Broadcasting is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information regarding employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Human Relations at 101 East Washington in Philo, Illinois, 61864, or email hr@sjbroadcasting.com or by phone at 217-367-1195. SJ Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer encouraging minorities and female to apply. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto Service can get you in and out so your vehicle is trip ready.
Gas mileage improves when your car runs well.
Get a tune-up, oil change, wheel alignment, brakes, and especially tires taken care of at an affordable price.
With the proper pressure in your tires, it can make a big difference in your vehicle's gas mileage.
Clay Dooley can help schedule a service visit online at claydooley.com.
Visit Clay Dooley, 311 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Open weekdays 7 a.m. till 5:30.
If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen to this. Gail Frerichs Trucking is looking for regional drivers who can also help with the harvest. Help with the harvest, drive in the Midwest, and always be home on weekends. Gail Frerichs Trucking is hiring a regional driver who can help with the harvest and offers great pay and great benefits. Work for a local company who values your time and your family. Gail Frerichs Trucking wants to talk to you. Just email Dixie@gftlog.com. That's Dixie@gftlog.com.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us to explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
It's a stress-free summer at Merle Norman Cosmetics. Looks are effortless with the 2022 Explore Color Collection. Ask about the limited edition 12-shade Exploration Eye Palette with guided labels for precise application. Next, swirl on Neutral or Berry Cheek Trio Blush and finish with one of the new plant-powered tinted lip balm colors for shiny, nourished lips. Shop the Explore Color Collection while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
With job or family demands, who has time for school? You do, and it's your time to advance your future at Parkland College. Take Parkland classes at your pace with flexible schedules and formats that give you more time for family or work. Save money with affordable transfer credits, tuition assistance, and short-term training that gets you higher wages. Classes start August 22nd. Enroll now at parkland.edu/fall22.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Game day spirit, baby. GameDaySpirit.com. The stores are awesome. You walk in and just get ready. Everything in there I want to buy. Spider-Man even had one of those script Illini jerseys of Sky Clark. So check them out, GameDaySpirit.com. Also, two stores, one location on Green Street, has been there forever, and also on Neal Street. Just great people, McLean Stahl and all the crew over there. They do a wonderful job of helping you out. And every time we've done a show at one of the locations, as soon as, and I know some people don't necessarily like this, I don't want to tell you this, because they don't do it like right when you walk in. They're not right in your face. But there are always plenty of people there to help you, especially in a day and age where it seems like stores aren't opening or they're going to limited hours and such. They've always got great workers that are there to help you should you need it. And again, you can just kind of sit there and look at it and say, that's awesome. I'm not a guy when it comes to college, for instance. Like, I have a Larry Fitzgerald jersey. I mean, he was my guy, right? I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't he be? But like I don't think I've ever, I do have a Kurt Kittner 15. It doesn't have Kittner on it, but I guess through the years it was a gift. Through the years he would be maybe the guy that I'd wear. I'd sport the old school Kittner. I mean, we won a lot of games with him, had a lot of fun times with him, and I've been able to talk to Kurt quite a bit, and he's a great kid, great guy. So I think when it comes to college, I don't know that there'd be like a Kofi, or certainly Io though, or D. I'm like dispelling my thought process here, but I would rather just buy a generic Illinois shirt and just be that guy. But I know a lot of people love, like my son loves having, you know, either Io, Kofi, one of those.
No, I'm not going to knock it. I had a D back in the day for sure. I think my very first one was a little Tykes, like 22, Kawan Garris.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Well, they're going jersey route, hoodie route.
Does it say Garris on it?
No.
Oh. So Lucas Johnson would take.
That's true.
He would take ownership of that. Or Doug Altenberger was way before your time.
That's one of the cool things if you do get a jersey. Well, now you can get the name on it because the NIL right. And everything. That's an awesome part of it. But even in the past, if you had like my D Brown 11, you could then translate that. Io shows up and you got a.
Boom.
Now it's an Io jersey.
Boom. Is anybody wearing 11 now?
To look that up.
I just thought of that. I mean, that's a pretty, and of course, you always had the Simeon connection with 25, right? With Deion Thomas, Bryant Notree, Nick Anderson. That is, would that be the most famous Illinois number, or would 11 be because of D and Io? That's a hard one. I think we talked about that one day, but that's a hard one.
No one currently sporting 11.
Nobody. That's, wow. See, wouldn't that be natural for either Epps or Clark to be 11?
Epps went with number 3.
Okay.
Going with the number of the coach that recruited him, Chester Frazier.
Really? Is that why?
Okay. I don't think that's why.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't.
And then Sky Clark, 55.
Which is like saved for a sinner. No, that's Sean Pruitt. That's funny. Sky going with, yeah, because that's who Spider-Man was wearing, yeah. What's his name? Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
That's what he had on. That's interesting. No 11 this season.
Terrence Shannon Jr., number 0.
Didn't he wear 11 at Texas Tech? Or was he always 0? I'm throwing that out like you should know that. Like, of all the basketball you cover, that's the one thing that you immediately are like, oh, yeah, he wore
number 1.
Number 1.
The
I just
only
seem like
one
I always remember.
Ones.
Okay. Seem like I always remember at least a 1 on his when I've watched. Now, I don't remember this from games, but when I've watched highlights of him after he committed to Illinois. Nobody's in an 11.
Nope.
Maybe nobody's earned the right to be in an 11. Maybe that's what they're telling him. And then eventually you can earn that right and go from there. All right. I did a little research on some of the college football teams Illinois, not some, all of the teams Illinois will play this year. Of course, the majority of them in the Big Ten, but I looked to see kind of what the overall record was last year. Now, a lot can change, and we can talk about that with Wyoming, but I looked at the overall record from teams last year, and what they had, and this even includes like if they won or lost their bowl game. So the overall record for the teams Illinois will play this year, 87-65. Now, you had some really good teams in there. Iowa, 10 wins. Michigan State, 11 wins. I forgot they had 11 wins. I mean, you had Michigan. Well, Michigan, by the way, is on there at 12 wins. So this year, now, of course, you'd always play the West champion, which last year was Iowa. This year, you also get the East champion, which was Michigan. But early on, Wyoming, they finished 7-6. And since they're coming to Illinois, I looked at their away record. They were 3-3 on the road. But as we mentioned yesterday, what they've lost, when I pulled them up on ESPN, if you go to the stats page, it'll show the picture, whether it be football, basketball, whatever. It'll show the picture of, like, most points scored in basketball or whatever. So they had leading quarterback, obviously, yards thrown, et cetera, leading running back, leading wide receiver, leading tackler, and leading interception guy, right? All yep. five of those are gone.
Man.
Now, the same tackle and interception guy, that dude now plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's good. They had a kid that is now on the Jaguars. But their quarterback transferred, like you said, to Montana State. Their running back went to Arizona State. Their wide receiver is now at Texas. These are the leading guys. So that's what you're facing with Wyoming coming into town. They're essentially replacing all their kind of studs, if you will, last year. But again, they went 7-6, 3-3 on the road. Indiana, I forgot that they were this bad. They went 2-10, including 1-5 at home.
It's ugly.
So I had forgotten that. Do you know what they were outscored in Big Ten play alone? Indiana scored 94 points in big play, Big Ten play. And they gave up 316.
That's brutal.
217, does the retirement ceremony for Io have something to do with nobody wearing 11? No.
Does not.
So Indiana, they scored 94 points in the Big Ten, in Big Ten play. I don't know why I always throw the in there. And gave up 316. Wow. Virginia was 6-6. They were 2-3 on the road. They were kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team, it seemed like. And they were, whoever's the good one, was Jekyll the good one? They were really Jekyll against us.
We've done this before, and I don't think we...
Or was Hyde the good one?
We didn't learn it.
No, we didn't. Chattanooga went 6-5. Now, they're an FCS team. They're a 1AA team. So they went 6-5, but in conference, I think they were 2-6. So that just kind of shows you like the kind of the non-conference, if you will. Wisconsin, 9-4 overall. They tied for second in the West. They were 5-2 at home. Iowa was 10-4, won the West. Minnesota was 9-4, tied for second in the West. You've got those three back to back to back. Wisconsin on the road, Iowa and Minnesota at home. Both Iowa and Minnesota went 4-1 on the road last year. So that's what they're bringing to Memorial Stadium. Nebraska was 3-9, 3-4 on the road. It's weird. They won all their road games. Is that right?
Except for week zero.
Exactly. All right. In other words, they didn't win all their road games. The three wins they had were on the road.
Hmm.
That's interesting if that's right. You never know with me in research. Michigan State went 11.
Especially for a place, I'm not talking about your research, Nebraska football here.
Correct?
That is sold out.
Oh.
They have the longest active sellout streak in college football.
Yep.
And it's like something crazy. It's in like 60 years or 50 years.
Can you back up my research and make sure that Nebraska did not win at home last year? That's weird to think that they would not. And while you're doing that, Michigan State, by the way, they finished 11-2, 4-2 at home. You're at 4-2 on the road. You've got them here. Purdue 9-4 last year. Did you remember them being 9-4?
I didn't.
That's pretty impressive. That's in the East, right?
No, it's in the West.
Oh, they're in the West. Yeah, what am I thinking? Yeah.
Illinois should have won that game, too.
Mm-hmm. They were 9-4. Just think.
I vividly remember Illinois having the ball in Purdue territory and Peters, like, three straight times throwing it high and out of bounds.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Not wanting to put the ball in danger and losing that game.
In the corner of the end zone a couple of times. How about Minnesota? We beat Minnesota 9-4, and Iowa won the West at 10-4. Like, we may have stopped Minnesota from winning the West, although I think Iowa beat them.
So Nebraska, who you play in Lincoln, they won all three. Their three wins from last year, they were 3-9.
Oh,
all,
so I
all
had that.
Came in Lincoln.
That's my fault. I don't have them circled, meaning we go to Nebraska. That's my fault. So they were 3-4 at home. My apologies. I'm glad you looked at that. So Purdue 9-4 last year. They come here. They were 2-3 on the road. Michigan 12-2. You go there. They were 7-0 at home in the Big House. And then Northwestern, of course, 3-9 last year. 3-3 at home. So you go up to Evanston. So again, a lot changes, and we went through that with some of these teams. But 87-65 last year. So pretty good. But of course, you're adding Michigan and Michigan State. And you're dropping, what, Rutgers and Penn State. So you're adding, what, Michigan and Michigan State collectively went, what's 12-11, so 23-4.
Wow.
Last year. Hello. Maybe it's good that we got them this year.
I'm curious to see what Michigan State's going to be this year. Losing Kenneth Walker. Now they went out in the transfer portal and got a running back from Colorado, and then Jalen Berger, who was at Wisconsin, former four-star running back. So they got two running backs out of the portal, and then I know that Mel Tucker has continued to do work in the portal as well. Can he continue? I mean, to win 11 games would be really hard to repeat, but for them to be back in the top echelon of the Big Ten East, which is a very tough division to
Big
do,
time.
That'll be interesting. And then Michigan, they had a really good year last year.
Is he the best portal coach or portal getter? Michigan State. I mean, he came in immediately and put a team together. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. All right, we got to take one more break. You want to kind of talk a little Cardinals getting ready to face the Rockies? They're going to honor Albert and Yachty this weekend. I think that's pretty cool. We'll do that next. It is The Drive.
Additional greenhouse savings are going on now at Prairie Gardens. Take 40% off all perennials with fresh new shipments in bud and bloom for your summer garden. All 40% off. And save 40% off all ornamental grasses. Plus, all flowering shrubs are 25% off. Shop beautiful butterfly bushes, hydrangeas, and more. Entire stock, 25% off. Hurry in for these summer PG greenhouse savings and more right now at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned plant experts, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
Introducing Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant located at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. What happens when your foundation is local, farm-to-table? It's like eating out of your own garden. Local food is fresher and tastes better, healthier. It creates community and better community health. And Homegrown has Chef Ryan Rogers, who worked at Alinea, one of the finest restaurants in America. Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant, brand new at the Atkins Golf Club. Just visit eatathomegrown.com.
It's a stress-free summer at Merle Norman Cosmetics. Looks are effortless with the 2022 Explore Color Collection. Ask about the limited edition 12-shade Exploration Eye Palette with guided labels for precise application. Next, swirl on neutral or berry cheek trio blush and finish with one of the new plant-powered tinted lip balm colors for shiny, nourished lips. Shop the Explore Color Collection while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Champaign Center Partnership invites you to explore Campus Town this summer during their 13 Thursday series brought to you by JSM Living. Discover a new favorite restaurant or shop for your favorite Illini gear at Game Day Spirit by taking advantage of the promotions offered every Thursday, now through August 18th. Conquer Campus Town this summer by taking on challenges, racking up deals, and collecting points towards amazing prizes, such as a one-night stay at the Town Place Suites and two Colonnade Club tickets for the homecoming Illini football game on October 15th. Sponsored by University of Illinois Athletics, all conveniently tracked on the Event C app. Make a day of it with 2 hours of free parking at the 6th and Healy Deck, and to watch the latest summer films for free on the quad at 9 p.m. Learn more about 13 Thursdays, sponsored by Fisher National Bank and Champaign Park District at champaigncenter.com. Get connected with the local community and beyond by becoming a member of Champaign Center Partnership. Learn more about the benefits at champaigncenter.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Isaac Ambrose sitting in as well. We got baseball tonight, baby. We got Cardinals baseball tonight. A little bit later start being in Colorado, but good to get the Cards back rolling after they had won, what, seven straight. The Yankees, by the way, promptly defeated the Mariners. So they were lucky. They were just happy to get out of SLU or out of St. Louis. They're like, get me out of here. Miles Michaelis, I believe, goes for the Cardinals tonight. He'll be R. Feltner, 1-3. I don't even know who that is.
Ryan Feltner for the Rockies has a 5.75 ERA. I like that for Cardinals team to keep it rolling.
Should be pretty good. Do we have the lineups?
We do.
For tonight? All right, I'll let you.
Hope Trevor's listening.
How about just the Cardinals lineup?
All right. Dylan Carlson in center leading off. Nolan Gorman, DHing, hitting second. Goldie and Nato, 3-4. Nice. Tyler O'Neill batting fifth in left field. Lars Nootbaar hitting sixth in right field. Paul DeJong, shortstop, come up with some big hits recently. He's batting seventh. My guy, as Lon says, Andrew Kisner is catching
up
and hitting
214.
Yeah. Making some noise. And Tommy Edman, second base, batting ninth.
Okay, I don't agree with hitting Kisner ahead of Edman. What are we trying to do here? I understand the concept of speed.
The whole, like, second leadoff hitter.
Right. And I understand that Tommy Edman is struggling, right? I mean, I get that. But batting him ninth? I don't know.
It makes sense to try to get someone on base for Carlson.
Yeah, that's true. And Gorman.
Turn over that order, so.
So maybe you've convinced me that that is the case. All right, listen, I want to thank D. Brown. I got to hit the, want to thank D. Brown who joined us today right off the top of the show. Again, you can, if you missed that, podcast it at steviej.com, steviejay.com. Fun to talk to D. Brown, and like you said, really put some nice perspective into what he and Darren and those guys as freshmen were able to accomplish now that you've got a lot of freshmen coming in on this team this year.
Yeah, great insights. And we could talk to D for hours telling stories about his time in Illinois, but it really did relate to what you're seeing right now at Illinois. So that was, if you missed it, you definitely want to go back and podcast that.
That's awesome. So they joined us on the, or D joined us, excuse me, on the Dick Van Dyke Plants World phone line. Thanks to everybody that texted in the U of I Illini Link text line. Good stuff today. We got Cardinals baseball tonight. We'll have all that tomorrow. Thursday, as a reminder, no show Thursday. A 2:10 start time for the Rockies Cardinals. So that kicks us off the air Thursday, but we'll be back again on Friday. So tomorrow we've got Adam Rittenberg from ESPN. We're going to ask him.
Oh, awesome.
That we got so many things going on right now in college football. The Big Ten with UCLA and USC, now this new TV package. So we'll talk to Adam Rittenberg, our guy, tomorrow about that. And we got some other things working as well. So we will talk to everybody then. Everybody have a great night. It is The Drive.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com. You might have heard about Bulldog Disposal's new doggy bag service, but how does it actually work?
The doggy bag worked out really great for our family. We've been renovating our home, and so they were able to drop off the bag to us, and we got to fill it up as we needed, and just got to sit there until we were finished. And when we were finished, they came and picked it up and took it away. It was awesome.
Order one for yourself by calling Bulldog Disposal at 217-841-2629. That's 841-2629. Or learn more at bulldoggybag.com.
Stop into Game Day Spirit to shop the hottest selection of Fighting Illini gear in town. They carry classics from great brands like Nike, Champion, Carhartt, and more. And with the new styles arriving daily, they're sure to have something for every Illini fan. Shop with them in-store at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Better like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better, like our Jets Detroit-style pizza made from scratch with hand-pressed dough baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Celebrate their 44th anniversary with a Best of Jets, a large Detroit-style pizza baked with Mama Jets pizza sauce. With premium mozzarella and your choice of one topping for just $14.99. Online code LJETS. Jets. Better because... because it has to be.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger, along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Trucker Lives Matter, presented by Gail Fredericks Trucking. Today, we have a special guest, Donna, the operations manager at GFT. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dixie. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, Donna, what's so special about driving for GFT?
First and foremost, our drivers truly matter. They get top pay plus opportunities for monthly bonuses, every weekend at home, paid holidays and vacations, and they are pre-dispatched so they aren't wasting time waiting on us.
Oh, girl, I love money. Tell me more about the pay.
We pay on percentage, so our rate increases have meant our driver pay has actually exceeded inflation. Our van drivers have averaged 78 cents per mile this year, and our flatbedders have seen 82 to 85 cents per mile on average.
Donna, tell our trucking audience how they can get on with GFT.
Our openings are limited, but professional drivers can call 765-793-7131 or email Dixie at gftlog.com.
There you have it, drivers. Call 765-793-7131 today.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.